Gemara in Yavamos points us to the fact that the Torah in three different contexts mentions the same prohibition. And it's, again, mentioned with regard to three different Isurim, but they all mean the same thing. Two of them are found in Parsha Samor, and one of them is found in our Parsha and Parsha Shmini. So let's begin with the ones in Parsha Samor. Alkein amarti livnei Yisrael, therefore I told the Jewish people, kam nefesh mikem lo sochal dam, no soul from your community is allowed to consume blood, v'hager hagar b'sochachem, and a convert as well, lo yochal dam is not allowed to eat blood, says Rashi. What does it mean that the Bnei Yisrael are instructed not to consume dam, and at the same time it says, kal nefesh mikem, isn't that the same as the Bnei Yisrael? Says Rashi, lahazir gedolim alaktanim, it teaches us that not only do the adults have a prohibition to consume blood, but even the children have as well. How can you tell a child they're not allowed to eat any kind of prohibited food? So the Rashi tells us what it means is that the adults have an obligation to make sure that the children don't eat the prohibited food either. Once again, in Parsha Samar, we're told, Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Emor Alakah Anim Bnei Aharon, Ve'amarta Alehem Lenefesh Lo Yitama Be'amav. The Kohen is not allowed to defile him or himself. He's not allowed to go to a funeral. Rashi says, Emor Alakah Anim, Emor means Ve'amarta. You have to tell them, Lahazir Gdolim Alaktanim. Not only are the adults obligated to make sure that they don't come in contact with a dead body, but it means the children as well have an obligation that they are not allowed to come in contact with a dead body, which means that's part of the responsibility of the adults to be mindful, to be vigilant over their children and make sure they don't violate the prohibition either. And finally, in our Parsha, Parsha Shmini, the Torah tells us once again, V'es'ela t'shaktsu min ha'of lo ya'achelu, there are certain birds that one is not allowed to consume, and the Torah goes through a whole list of them, and it says, lo ye'achelu, Rashi tells us, what does it mean? They are not allowed to be eaten, not only that you're not allowed to eat, but also that you have to ensure that they are not eaten by Ketanim either. So the Gemara in Yavamos wonders, why is it that we need this prohibition mentioned in three different places, three times? If all that means the same thing, that not only do we have a prohibition against violating specific Isurim in the Torah, but also we have to make sure that our children don't violate various Isurim in the Torah. So the Gemara explains why we need all three of these, but basically that's the concept, that not only are adults to make sure that they don't violate, but children as well are to be sure that they don't violate the prohibitions as well. So in discussing this prohibition of lo sa'achilim, that you're not allowed to enable a child to violate an iser, the Aruch Laner raises an interesting question. He has a tshuva sefer called the Binyan Tzion, and there he writes, well, when the Torah says that you're not allowed to violate an iser via a child, does that mean only when the prohibition is something that I'm not allowed to do also as an adult, but the child, is also not allowed to do that? Or is it something where even if the child himself is the only one who's not allowed to do it, but I specifically am not included in that prohibition, am I also not allowed to do it? For example, he says, what if you have a Yisrael, you have a non-Kohen, and the non-Kohen has no prohibition to come in contact with a dead body. But it happens to be one fine day, I'm babysitting my neighbor's children, my neighbor happens to be a Kohen, and I have his little kids, and we happen to walk through a cemetery as part of the activity, whatever it might be. Is that my prohibition? Well, me, myself, as an adult, I don't have anything wrong with what I'm doing. The only thing wrong is that I'm bringing a young child as a Kohen, and I'm being metame him. Is there something wrong with that? Or the Aronim discuss as well, what about the fascinating case of when you have a Kohen who is allowed to be metame, for example, when you have a Kohen who loses one of his close relatives. So is he allowed to bring his children to the funeral as well? Because right now, he as an adult is not prohibited to be metame. He's allowed to. He's a relative. But his children or his grandchildren are not relatives. So maybe you would say, since they're not relatives, therefore they are not allowed to be metame, and therefore he's not allowed to bring them. Or perhaps the Achronim say, maybe we should assume in a case like that, since the adult has no prohibition to be metame himself, so then it doesn't carry over to the children either. So that's an interesting discussion to think about whenever we talk about this violation of lo sa'achilim. You're not allowed to enable a child, a minor, to violate an iser, to violate an aveira. Does that mean only if the child himself is in the same category as the adult who's facilitating the aveira? Or is it only when they're in the same boat together? Example, you have a Kohen and a Kohen, or something of that nature. What age child are we talking about here? When we say you're not allowed to facilitate an iser to a child, how old is that child that we're talking about? So this is a major discussion in the Rishonim. And what gets the discussion going is, don't we know that we have a mitzvah in the Torah of being mechanech our children? Ki yedatev leman asher yitzaveh esbano esbeis avacharav. We know that Avraham Avinu had an obligation to transmit the Torah to his children. isn't part of that mitzvah, isn't part of that obligation also to make sure that my children don't violate any averus? So what does the Torah mean to tell me here specifically? Make sure your child doesn't consume blood. Make sure your child doesn't go ahead and be metame himself if he's a kohen. Make sure your child doesn't eat any non-kosher food. What do you mean? If we have a mitzvah of chinuch, obviously part of that mitzvah of chinuch is that we have to be mechanach our children to do not only the mitzvahs, but also to refrain from the averus. So the Rashba writes in a tshuva, not so. The Rashba says, no, the mitzvah of chinuch only would mean I have a mitzvah to make sure that my child shakes a lulav, mitzvah to make sure that my child wears tzitzis, mitzvah to make sure my child wears tefillin when he's ready to. Those are the examples that the Gemara in Sukkah gives us when describing the mitzvah of chinuch. However, the mitzvah of chinuch alone would not have obligated me to make sure that my child refrains from violating an iser. There's an explanation why that should be the case, but that's the way the Rashba understands. And therefore the Rashba says that's why we need a specific pasuk here to tell us that no, not only do you have an obligation as an adult to make sure that your children go ahead and shake the lulav, and wear tzitzis, and blow shofar, and do whatever it is that children are able to do at their age, however, you also have to make sure that they don't violate any of the averus in the Torah either. So that's the first answer given by the Rishonim. However, Tosas writes in Shabbos Kuf Chaf Aleph Hamad Aleph, and this is the way the Rama assumes as well, la halacha, that over here we're talking about a child, shelo higia lechinuch. Over here we're talking about a very young child. And even a very young child, we have to make sure as adults that we don't allow the children to violate Isurim, even when they don't understand what it is that they're doing. So again, I happen to be a person who's walking around and I have a heter to go to a funeral. Now I'm pushing a little baby carriage. The kid is 6 months old, doesn't understand anything, doesn't know where he is, doesn't know where he's going, doesn't know where he's being pushed. I push him straight through a cemetery. That is a violation of lahazir gdolim alaktanim. You're not allowed to do that even if the child is of the age where he doesn't even understand at all. He won't even know what it is that I'm doing. If I try to explain it to him, he still won't understand it. Still writes Tosas, and that's the way the Rama assumes. We have a prohibition against making children violate any Yisurim, even if they do not understand what it is that they're doing. So we have this general prohibition that applies to Kala Tarakula regarding our children. The problem is, if one looks in Parshas Yisro, where the Torah instructs us about how to properly keep Shabbos, so we're told the following. Lo sasa kol melacha. We're told that we are not allowed to do any melacha on Shabbos. What are the melachos? So we know the Torah goes into great detail and the Chachamim expounded for us exactly what is prohibited on Shabbos and what might be permissible. So we're told lo sasa kol melacha. Don't violate any melacha on Shabbos. But then we're told, not only are we not allowed to do melacha, but ata uvincha vitecha. So the Medrash writes over there, the Mechilta comments, Lo sasa kol melacha ato vincha vitecha elaktanim. Are we talking about children who are young, or are we talking about gedolim? Do I have to make sure that my young children don't do any melacha on Shabbos, or do I have to make sure that my adult children don't do any melacha on Shabbos? Amrit says the Medrash, halok var muzhar mehem ba'atzmam. How could it be talking about the adult children? Once they're over bar bas mitzvah, then they're part of the prohibition of lo sasa kol melacha. The Torah speaks to them. What does that have to do with me as a parent? Has to do with the child himself. He's going to have to answer to the Ribbono Shel Olam for doing Malach on Shabbos. So what do we mean when we say, Ato vincha vitecha? Says the Medrash, Ma tam lomar ato vincha vitecha, elo aktanim. It means, children are not allowed to do Malach on Shabbos either. Not only are adults prohibited from doing Malach on Shabbos, but children are not allowed to violate any Malach either. And Rashi writes in Parshas Yisro, quoting Gemara Masechah Shabbos, that is for this reason that we assume that if there's some kind of fire on Shabbos and a child wants to run ahead with a bucket of water and put it out, we tell the child, again, obviously we're talking about where it's not a sakana, where it's not a pikuach nefesh, but where there's some kind of flame and the child wants to turn it off, or you have a light on and a child wants to go and turn it off, the Gemara says clearly, Sheshri Sasa Aleichem, that child's not doing melacha is your responsibility as a parent. You can't just say, oh, my kid is going to do it, so I don't have to worry. No, you do have to worry. Because part of the prohibition of keeping Shabbos is that lo sasa kol melacha, that an adult is not allowed to do melacha. But on top of that also, we have to make sure that atu vincha also don't do melacha, that your children who are ketanim, who are young, minors, who might not understand on their own, also are not allowed to do any melacha on Shabbos. So the Achronim ask, what?
What do you do with bad das? Kids know das.
Yeah. So that's a question. Let's say you have a young child who's a kohen. Am I allowed to wheel him into a cemetery? The answer is absolutely not. So what about over here by Shabbos? Is that the same?
Right. There you're wheeling. You are.
I'm doing something.
Here the child is doing it by himself.
Okay, so here's a question. So that's a very important point, and that leads us into the next question. So we have in Kala Torah Kula that I'm not allowed to facilitate an Aveira, not only to an adult, but also to a child. So why, the Acharonim asks, why do I need specifically by Hilchas Shabbos to go out of my way to say, you have to make sure you don't do any Melacha and your children don't do any Melacha? Why should that be different than any other Aveira in the Torah where I have an obligation to ensure that my children also don't do an Aveira? So Shabbos should be the same. Why do I need a separate Liman, a separate Drasha when it comes to Shabbos? So Rav Chaim Ozer discusses this in his Tshuvas. And he brings three answers, and all three of the answers are very important ones. Number one, he says, very similar to what you're mentioning, that by Shabbos, the determining factor about whether or not something is a malacha is if you do something which is a deliberate act. The Torah says it has to be a malachas machsheves. It has to be something which was intentional. It has to be something which was consciously done. It was a malachas machsheves. I wanted to create something. I wanted to do something. But what if I'm just a mesaseg? What if I don't know what I'm doing? What if in my sleep I do something, I don't even recognize that I'm sleepwalking and I turn on the lights? Am I going to be responsible for that? No, that's not a malachas machsheves. So therefore, Shabbos would not have been included because I would have said that any time you have a child who runs around the house and turns on lights, turns off lights, they don't understand what it is that they're doing. Again, they know the lights are going on and off, but they don't understand that Shabbos is today and that there's a malacha to turn the lights on. If you have a child who's a year old, they don't have an understanding of what Shabbos means, of what the lights mean, of what a malacha means, and therefore we would have said that they would not be included in the prohibition of Shabbos because the very nature of malacha on Shabbos is only when it's a deliberate act, when it's a malachas machsheves. But by here, when you have a child, they don't know at all what they're doing. They don't have an understanding what it is to keep the laws of Shabbos. And therefore, I would have said that children would not be a problem when it comes to malacha on Shabbos. And therefore, we have a special pasuk to tell us, Ato vincha vitecha, no, that children are also included in the prohibition even if they don't understand what it is that they're doing. The parents have to be careful not to allow the children to do a malacha on Shabbos even if they don't understand what it is. That's number one. Answer number two that he gives is, maybe you can distinguish between a situation where the parent is facilitating the child to do the Aveira, again, similar to what you were mentioning, that if you have the parent wheels the baby stroller into the cemetery, then you'll say, I'm doing the act, I'm doing the Isser. But I hear where my child is going on his own, and my child is going and turning on and off the lights. I'm not holding him next to the light and telling him to turn it off. He's doing everything by himself. Maybe I would have said in a case like that, that that's not part of the prohibition. Kamash Malan, says Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, no. Kamash Malan, that's also a prohibition on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to have the child do it, even if the child is doing it on its own, and there's no encouragement by any adult. That's answer number two. And answer number three he gives is also a very important answer. Number three, he says the following. We have an Isser in the Torah that you're not allowed to feed your children non-kosher food. That's from this week's Parsha. Not only is an adult not allowed to consume non-kosher food, but a child is also not allowed to. So what happens? If I feed my child some chazer, I feed him some treifa meat, am I in violation of the Isser of eating chazer? Or am I in violation of this new Isser of los achilim, of facilitating an Isser to the child? What would you have said? Is it as if I've eaten chazer on my own, or is it just that I now violated the new prohibition that the Torah says that not only are you not allowed to do an Aveira, but you're not allowed to facilitate a child to do an Aveira either? Says Reb Chaim, I would have said that it's not as if I ate the chazer, I didn't consume anything, nothing came into my body, nothing's in my system. So it's just that I violated this new prohibition that the Torah created, which is that you're not allowed to facilitate a child to do an Aveira. Nothing to do with the chazer, just that's the Aveira that I now committed as an adult because I facilitated it to a child. Says Reb Chaim Valazhiner, what happens when I facilitate my child? I hold a little kid up to the lights on Shabbos and I say, oh, turn the lights on, turn the lights off. Am I in violation of this new prohibition of lo sa'achilim, that you're not allowed to facilitate an Aveira to a child? Or would you say that I have now violated a malacha on Shabbos? Says Reb Chaim Valazhiner, no. It's as if you have now violated, you've been mechalal Shabbos. By having the child stand up to the light and you facilitate the child doing that, it's not as if now, oh, you've done something you shouldn't have done. No, it's as if you have actually been mechal Shabbos with your own two hands. And that's why we have a specific pasuk here by Shabbos, because the pasuk by Shabbos teaches us that Shabbos is different than everything else. By everything else, if you facilitate the child to eat non-kosher food, okay, you violated an Aveira. You violated an Aveira. But over here, if you violate the Aveira by holding a child up to the lights and telling him, instructing him, encouraging him to turn the lights on or off, it's as if you have been Mechal Shabbos. What's the difference? The difference is, if you've been Mechal Shabbos, we know the Gemara tells us, in Erevin and in Maseches Chulin, this is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins, If you have an individual who's mechal Shabbos b'frahesia, who's not embarrassed about it, not ashamed about it, and a person who does it deliberately, we know that their yayin is considered yayin nesach, their shechita would be an avela, they're considered a mumer l'chala terakula. We consider a person who's mechal Shabbos to be a very serious violator of averus, and it's going to have very serious consequences. Over here we would say, not only does that apply to a person who's mechal Shabbos on their own, but Rav Chaim Valeshner writes, it even applies to a person who facilitates their child willingly to go and be mechal Shabbos. It's as if you, the adult, has been mechal Shabbos as well. Now this is an issue that comes up with regard to other Isurim as well. Let's say when we talk about the lav of Lifnei Iver, you're not allowed to facilitate any adult to do an Avera either. So let's say I facilitate, the Rishonim have a discussion, what if I facilitate an adult to do an Avera? So what have I violated? Have I just violated the Isur of Lifnei Iver? Or have I violated the Avera that I asked them to do? So let's say I stuff a non-kosher food sandwich into someone's mouth. So is that as if I violated eating the non-kosher, or it's as if I've just violated Lifnei Iver lo sitei michsho? The difference will be, the Rishonim have a discussion, what about when you have shalosh averus chamuros? We have three averus in the Torah where we're told, yaharag val yaver. So let's say, a non-Jew comes over to me and says, I want you, Shechter, to force another Jew to go and bow down to Avodah Zarah. So do I have to be yaharag val yaver for the Lifnei Iver? I'm not bowing down to Avodah Zarah, I'm facilitating someone else to bow down to the Avodah Zarah. Do I have to be willing to give up my life in order not to facilitate someone else to be Avodah Zarah? Because that's Yehoreg Val Yavar for them. Is that Yehoreg Val Yavar for me as well? So when we talk about the law of Lifnei Iver, does it mean that you violate just this new Avera of Lifnei Iver? Or does it mean that you have violated the Avera itself that you're trying to get someone else to do? Which is very similar to what Reb Chaim Valeshner writes over here. When I have my child do malacha for me on Shabbos, and I willingly encourage them to do it, is that as if I violated the malacha on Shabbos myself, as if my own two hands did it? If I have my child go ahead and eat chazer, eat non-kosher food, like in our parsha, does that mean it's as if I ate the non-kosher food myself? Or no, it just means I violated that separate iser, that separate avera, and I'm going to have to do a tshuva for that, but it's not as if I was a mechal Shabbos on my own. It's not as if I ate the non-kosher meat on my own. It's not as if I now have to do tshuva for this terrible avera, which makes me a mumer lechal Shabbos, which would have very serious consequences. Anyway, this is a very important issue that comes up from this week's parsha. The bottom line is we have to be very careful. Some people don't think that there's a big deal for children to do malachas for us on Shabbos. When you have the lights on or off and you want them to be the other direction, you'll say, oh, let the kid go and turn them on, turn them off. Not so simple. It's not so simple that you're allowed to do that, because after all, we do have a prohibition, lo sasa ka malacha, not only you as an adult, but ato vincha vitecha, as children as well. We have to ensure that the children do not violate any malacha on Shabbos.